Blackstone Audio presents Extinction Age, Extinction Cycle, Book 3, by Nicholas Sansbury Smith, read by Bronson Pinchot. The world had seen so many ages, the age of enlightenment, of reformation, of reason. Now, at last, the age of desire. And after this, an end to ages, an end, perhaps, to everything. Clive Barker, The Inhuman Condition. 1. May 7th, 2015, New York City. The tunnels below Manhattan reeked of death, but Master Sergeant Reed Beckham blocked out the stench of decay in the sultry air. Injured, rattled, and down to only his sidearm, his focus was on keeping his men alive. He pulled his Shemagh scarf up to cover his nose and burst around another corner, following the sound of clanking gear and labored breathing through the underground sewer system. Light danced across the green-hued view of his night-vision goggles and bent eerily in the darkness. The graffiti-covered walls seemed to narrow as he ran, the artwork distorting like he was in some sort of carnival funhouse. "Breathe," Beckham ordered himself. "Breathe." He ignored the burn in his lungs and concentrated on the 6 helmets that bobbed up and down ahead. The loyal soldiers had followed him into the tunnels to escape the firebombs and the variants. But Beckham feared he had only delayed the inevitable for these brave men. "Keep moving," Staff Sergeant Chow shouted. The Delta Force operator turned and waved Beckham forward. An inhuman shriek answered, amplified by the enclosed space. The rapid clicking of joints followed as the variants homed in on Team Ghost's location. Beckham brushed against the side of a wall and threw a glance over his shoulder. The creatures clung to the shadows, their diseased flesh glowing in the moonlight streaming through partially open manhole covers. They skittered horizontally across the walls, just close enough to keep his team in view. The monsters had transformed into perfect predators that could see in dim lighting, heal remarkably fast, and move like insects. Dr. Kate Lovato called it evolution. Beckham called it natural selection, and with every passing second, the variants grew stronger while the human population dwindled. Beckham had been there from day one, back in Building 8 when the virus that turned men into monsters first escaped. But even now, the sight of the variants flooded him with...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?